Welcome back to our numerology segment. So much to cover this year, right? Like, oh my goodness. And thankfully, the universe has given us all these tools to help us, right? So that was the planetary energy of the year, you know, combined with the numerological influence month to month. Yet, so there's this universal year energy number, right? So we have, this is a 3 universal year. And you have a personal year, right? So the whole, what is the difference between that? I want to make sure that you understand the how they work together and what that means for you. Now, in the personal year numerology guide, what I did was I channeled some messages about your personal year number. And we're going to talk about that now, like how your personal year number relates to your the universal year. So we have this universal energy that applies to everyone, which is about being more creative, sharing what's in your heart, sharing your feelings more, connecting more, being more engaged in community, being more joyful. And I want to say something about joy, too. I don't know if I mentioned this before, but joy, I think I did mention it, but maybe it's worth mentioning again because my guide just said, say it again. last year was a year that the drama and the darkness in the world affected empaths a lot. And I feel like this year we really need to make sure that we have boundaries. Now, I'm never one of these people that says don't read the news because I'm incredibly active. And you'll see people, like 3 is the number of using your voice. So it's actually more important for you to use your voice to help other people. Yet the boundaries that we need to take around that, it's very much an energy of like, okay, when the world feels really kind of crazy or overwhelming, that's the time to get together with like-minded, like-hearted souls and bring more laughter. It's definitely going to be the golden age of comedy. 3 is associated with humor and comedy and joy. The more laughter you can bring to the world, the more joy you can bring to the world, joy to the world, right? So that's actually as much as being a light worker as anything, right? So there's this social energy, there's this humorous energy, there's this joyful energy, there's this energy of connection. How does that relate to you personally? Because within that broad umbrella of what we're all learning this year, right, of what we're all, of that sense of communication, and so that's the big umbrella. How does this affect you? So the way to find your personal year number, that kind of 3 energy, like your broad umbrella of energy this year for you personally, is you take the month that you were born and the year that, I'm sorry, excuse me, the month that you were born and the day you were born. And the year you were born doesn't matter. Like, you know, you could be born in 1942 or 1986. It doesn't matter. You take the universal year number and you add that together. So you're going to add your month of birth to your day of birth to the universal year number, which is 3. And in terms of master number years, I'm actually not that fixated on that. I know for like so many other things, I'm all about the master number things. For ease, you can just like add them all together. So if you're born like December 5th, whatever year, it would be 1 plus 2 plus 5 plus 3. And then you reduce that. But if you want to like really, if it comes to a 4 or a 2 and you want to know if that's a master number year, you can do it like where you add the month and you reduce that. So 1 plus 2 is 3 and then 5 plus 3. So you add 3 plus 5 plus 3 and that would be an 11 year. And then you wouldn't need to reduce that. And I describe that on the sheet and I have it on my blog, and there's basically, for ease purposes, you can just literally just add all the numbers to the number 3, the month plus the day plus 3. And because a master number year simply means you're going to have more intuition, and it's just going to be a higher octave of that that vibration, the 2 or the 4. So you add that, and so your personal year. So when you get your personal year number, now remember, if you add, like, let's say your birthday was December 6th, right? So you would add the 1 plus 2 plus 6, which is 9, plus 3. That would equal 12. So then you would reduce 12, 1 plus 2, and so you'd be in a 3 personal year. So you're always reducing to a single digit. So if you have a double digit personal year number that, you know, that isn't a master number, you reduce it. So reduce. I have something too. Some numerologists, right? And by the way, no numerologist agrees on how to get it. Like, I do, like, reduce the month and reduce the day to single digit unless it's a master number. I actually do that, and I show you how to do it on that guide that I have. It won't pertain to you unless it adds up to a 2 or a 4, and then you really want to know. But some numerologists do it with the master number, some do it without the master number, some reduce before, some reduce after. So what I'm saying, it's like, it's sort of a like the gist of your personal year is going to remain the same, whether it's an 11 or a 2, because you know your intuition's really heightened, right? And it's just very much stepped up. So, you know, some people may do it one way, some people do it another way. I don't want you to get tripped up on that. The gist is, like, yeah, make every number a master number year. Like, I'm going to master my life no matter what. So I don't want you to get hung up on it, okay? The other thing is, though, that I am – that you'll see differences in some numerologists. Some people say to do your personal year on your birthday, and some numerologists have you do it at the top of the year. I experimented this with my own life for about 10 years. I have found completely that I resonate more when I do my birth, when you do it, your personal year number change at the top of the year, not your birthday. So as soon as that clock turns, your personal year number changes too. Now, again, other numerologists may have told you that it changes on your birthday. Just, you know, see what system works for you. You can say, okay, maybe both numbers are influencing me. The way I do it, the way I have personally found to be most accurate, is that changing it at the top of the year. So that said, let's look at your personal year number, how it relates to the universal year number. So if you are a 1 personal year in this 3 personal year, so the number 3 and the number 1, both in their own kind of unique ways, have to work on confidence. So this year for you, it's going to be especially important for you to do those new things and to put yourself out there in a way that is scary for you. And so anything that you can do to help your confidence, meaning like, and the way you get over being afraid and feeling fearful is doing little things and keep doing them until you feel more confident. For instance, like, videos for me were very scary. And I used to, like, write them all out really specifically, like, memorize them in person. So that was, like, my first step. And then, like, I got more and more comfortable as I did them, right? So it's that sense of, like, you get more confident by doing, and that 1 energy is very much about putting that first step toward doing new things. So the more new things you do, the more confident you will feel. And that's your key to success. So 1 energy is very much about new. So in this year of renewal, it's perfect. But but also scary. So that's what I'm saying. Like, don't let your fear get in the way. Like, keep doing, right? So it's also learning how to put yourself first, make your own needs number one, which as an empath can feel very contrary, and that could feel very scary, and that's, again, where you need to, like, gain your confidence. So that's going to be how this year, the energy this year for you, a lot of the lessons. Okay, so the two, personal year. Two is very, very intuitive, very sensitive energy. So the three and the two are very, the three is more expressive and the two is more internal. So there's this sense of going in, tuning in these periods of retreat. And that, so for you, it's not going to be like the whole year, like where you're pushing yourself past these limits. It's like there's going to be a lot of tuning in to say, does this really feel right for me? Everything's about the feeling right now. You really need to learn how to trust your feelings. And the way you do that is to feel through things. Now, too, sometimes you can feel torn in two directions because you don't know what to do. You don't even know the one thing to start, right? So very much about, you're going to have a lot of choices this year. And as you make choices, it's really important that you're tuning into your heart and making sure that you're paying attention to your own needs and not overgiving and not spreading yourself too thin, not doing too much. There really needs to be these periods of retreat and introspection and tuning in as you share yourself with the world and, like, in between those periods. So it's really important that you take, it's a more reflective year. And yet, last year was, like, way overwhelming, so I think you don't have the energy for it anyway. But, like, really make sure that you're really taking time to tune into your heart. And if you do anything with your intuition this year, it's ideal. Anything spiritual, anything in the healing arts, anything having to do with and because two is the number of the High Priestess, like, I really feel like if you have a mission to share your spiritual light with the world, like, and be a spiritual teacher or healer in some way, it's really a wonderful time for that. So your three personal year, well, that, so if you're in a three personal year, it means that your month and your day of birth always adds up to nine, which will always be the same as the, you know, your personal year will always be the same as the universal year. So everything's always exponential for you. And you probably feel like that, like, oh, my God, everything is, like, so big. Really make sure you have fun. So the thing is, and I know I keep saying, stretch yourself, express yourself, like, do things that are different. The three can be very scattered, so that's why it's really great that we have this Saturn energy. So make sure you're not spreading yourself too thin by just doing things for the sake of doing things. And the way you know you're doing the right thing is if you're having fun doing it. Like, and you may even start to work on something that's a project from your heart, but then you're miserable once you start it. So make sure that you're constantly, like, injecting fun and joy into everything you do. And then if it's not, like, find ways to do that. Find ways to inject joy into your work and your responsibilities. And boundaries are going to be especially important for you this year because, like, really that double three energy doesn't have a lot of natural boundaries. And so this is where Saturn is your big friend this year. So pay attention to that. Now, you in the four personal years, you may be like, okay, how does this go together? This is a year of structure and, like, squaring my corners and, like, systems. Or how does that go along with the 3 year? Well, first of all, four is a number of teaching and expertise. Oprah is a four. Well, is she 22? She's either 22 or four. But she's in that four vibration. And, you know, that's why she likes building schools, too, like, and those are structures, too. People are creating a legacy. So you can look at this 4 year as, like, how am I leaving a legacy in the world? What is it that I want to leave for future generations? Because four is the number of the emperor, right? And the emperor is all about the legacy. So, excuse me, what do you want to teach? How do you want to make your mark on the world? And how do you create physics? So this is all about really grounding your dreams into, like, the physical structures that are going to build your dream. So if you have something you want to share in your heart, like build, like teach it, right? Or build the structures in order to like pass down this information. And squaring your corners can be like a really exhilarating process as well, like putting systems in place for you to have more joy and ease in your life. So like putting down those structures for that. Four is also associated with the home, so if you want to buy a house, this is really like, or move into a new house, like it's really, like what is the structure that's going to create those foundations, and how do you allow yourself to be supported so you can have more joy and ease in your life? The five, personal year, so the three and five together are very chatty. That is a very chatty combination. So, if you are isolating yourself in any way, that is definitely not the right energy of the year. So this is a time to really get in with groups and experiment. Remember that messy energy I talked about? That's very much the energy of the year. But you got to stay away from drama, okay? If there's drama, that's not the right kind of messy. Creative, fun, messy, great. Drama, messy, okay? So be careful of that as well. Definitely have fun. This is a great year to travel, especially with Jupiter in Sagittarius. And that doesn't mean abroad travel. Just like go on some adventures. Like do some stuff on your bucket list. So the six personal year number, so the three and six are very creative, sensitive, and expressive numbers. Six is very nurturing. It's associated with pets and children. I don't know why I said pets first, but that's how I think. pets and children and also your responsibilities. So during a 6 year, you will have more responsibilities, and that's why it's really important that you learn how to delegate and create support. Remember, these boundaries and this structure is going to be very important for you. And I remember when I was channeling the 6 year, and I didn't remember till afterward that I'm in a personal year of six. I was like, oh my gosh, I remember it's going to be really emotional. Like, you might feel very sensitive, like just like really like, you know, six is associated with like pregnant women. It's shaped like a pregnant woman. So you may have that feeling of, oh my God, look at that. I'm crying at Kodak commercials kind of thing. And it's beautiful because it's helping you let energy and emotions move through you. So you're not hanging on to these emotions that, that you know, you feel too spiritual to process sometimes, right? So it's a really beautiful energy of really feeling things and, but make sure you're getting a lot of support, whatever that means for you, okay? The seven personal year seven is a time when you really learn how, so it's the card of the Chariot, right? Like, so it's a victory card, so it's really getting your mind in a way where, you know, after that, this emotional energy of the six, it's a way of saying, okay, I'm going to steer my life in a direction that I'm going to stay super focused on my goals and really steer my life in that direction. And one of the shadow elements of seven is anger. So there might be people that, like, make you feel like, what? But part of that energy of the year is like learning who you can trust, who not to trust, and definitely trusting yourself more. So it's a time to really go into your inner resources. And whereas the three is very expressive, the seven is very internal. So again, for, you know, those times where I'm like, really structure yourself, really put yourself out there. Maybe you want to do that in a way that's more writing or whatever, like just something that like feels peaceful to you and not like too much. Like don't take on too much. You got to stay focused, but really do it in a way where you're balancing your energy. You have time to tune in. Take time by the water. Make sure you're taking salt baths if you're not doing that. It's very much a time of tuning into your soul. So there's a very internal energy to this, just like the two. The two, the seven, and the nine have a more internal energy. Even though nine is one of the expressive numbers, it's also a number of tuning in. So, but the sevens really need some time, processing time. So that includes personal year seven as well. So even though it's a very expressive energy, but seven is very much associated, both two and seven are very much associated with writing, and seven's associated with research as well. So great time for, I mentioned journaling like several times in this call. So like a great time to journal and anything you can do to tune into yourself and your soul. So there's more quiet energy even though like the three energy is very expressive. It's for you, you need more quiet time. So eight personal years, well, you did that last year, right? Like you had so much reflection and now you're ready to like really go big. And the thing I really want to emphasize is you know, we've all been playing too small, and this is a time for you to really dream bigger, ask for more. This is going to be your biggest challenge, is like, how do you know that you deserve more? How can you expect more? How can you ask for more from people, from the universe? How can you recognize that your power is for the greater good and, like, embrace your power? So that goes really well with the three expressive energy because it's like how you express yourself in the world, in the greater world, and in the material world. It's really going to be your focus. And that includes relationships. Like, you know, are you fully passionate in your relationships? Are you expressing all of your power in your relationships? And that's profound, right? Like, it's going to be great and exhilarating. And the eight really tests your strength as well. So, you know, it's a great time to actually strengthen your body. So it's a wonderful, wonderful year. Now, nine personal year. Again, the nine energy, even though it's expressive, it's also more reflective. And the greatest challenge with the nine is that you're so sensitive to what other people are thinking and feeling about you, and your greatest test is to not care. It's really about being unique. How unique can you be? Like, how can you say, like, okay, everybody else is successful doing this. How can I do this? Not to be different, not for the sake of being different, but because that's what's inside of you. And it's that uniqueness and that, like, allowing yourself to be your unique self that's going to be your greatest challenge and your greatest gift this year. So bravo, it's exciting. And again, the 11 personal year number, it's a higher octave of the two. It's a little bit more extrovert. So it's like, how do you allow yourself to be the teacher, the healer, the leader? But I want you to do that whether you're in the two personal year or an 11 personal year. Like, allow yourself to be that high priestess, you know, or priest, whatever. But the high priestess is an archetype, right? And the 22, same thing. It's like still that emperor energy. The 22 will focus more on teaching and legacy. It's a higher octave. It's very, very profoundly grounding and satisfying energy if you do plant your mark in the world and in a very physical, tactile way, even if that means like I'm creating the systems in my life where I have the freedom to do what I love. So this is an exciting, exciting year, as you can tell. Like, I'm, again, thrilled about it. Now, in order to get the personal month, I created a little chart for you. I know that sounds weird, but I don't pay attention as much to my personal month numerology. Because I'm so tuned into the universal energies, I use that as a big guide. But if I have something really big happening, I look at my personal month to make sure it's compatible. Basically, it's whatever your personal year is, you add the month to that, like the numeric month. So let's say you're in a personal year of nine, and it's the month of January. January is a 1 month, so you add nine plus one. So you're in a one personal month. So let's say you're in an eight personal year. And it's the month of November. You add 8 to 11, because 11 is November, and you get 20. So you're in a 2 personal month. I have a little chart there that you can just say, okay, this is my year, this is the month that it is, and this is what my... But that's how easy it is, right? So, like, if it's February and you're in a 7 personal year, so you add the 7 of your personal year to the 2 of February, then you're in a 9 personal month. It's that easy. And then I have that little guide for you to use. And you can look at the energy of the personal month as well and what that means for you. So I'm hoping that answers your questions. Now, I am amazed at myself. So here's what happened. So because this is a year of Saturn and time management and boundaries, I made this promise to myself. I'm like, you got to stick within this time. And here we are early. So I do have a couple minutes. I didn't think I would have time for questions, but I can take a couple of questions that are universal, not personal, not like, will I find love? Is this a good month for me personally? Like something that's about the material that we covered. You could type them in and then Jess will send them to me. Jess, do we have anything outstanding? I don't know if Jess is there. Okay, if you have a question for me and you're on the phone, you can hit *2 and I'm going to see if no questions. Okay, well, then let me explain. Just a couple. Okay, Naperville, Illinois. Hi.
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 The question that I had gets to the personal year again.
Okay.
I was unclear. So, for instance, my birthday is October 28th. So 1 and 0. Oh, anyways, I know it's supposed to be general for the group.
If it's October 28th, so then you would add. So let's say we're reducing the month and reducing the year. So your month gets reduced to a 1 because 10 plus 0 is
right.
1, right? So you're 10.
Right.
So you reduce the month to a 1. And the 28, you reduce the 2 plus 8. That's a 1, right? So
right.
You're in a 5 personal year.
Okay, I just wasn't sure if I did add the 3, like the universal year, to the dates. Thank you.
You do.
That.
You add the month of your birth to the day of your birth to the universal year, which is 3.
Perfect.
So you add
great.
So in that example, October 28th, so that's 10, that reduces to 1, 28 reduces to 1, and then you add it to 3. Got it?
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, who's that from, again, Illinois, Chicago, 312 area code, M. Wilkins. Hello?
Yes. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Oh, my God, Carrie, we love you. My girlfriend loves you. We all love you. I could cry. You're so sweet. You just confirmed. I sent in a question. I'm an artist for children's books. I've been taking care of people. It's been the roughest year with my bones. And taking care of people, and I am writing children's books, and I love the fact that I can actually do it this year to be creative and to help them.
I just got angel bumps. Mazel tov. That's exciting. Did you have a question?
I just wanted to, I have a book that I did trees out forever, and it was, I did the beautiful artwork for it. But every child should know how to plant a tree because we're taking down the trees. We have to help the world.
Yes, and that's very much the Uranus and Taurus energy is helping, like, innovative ways to save the planet. Thank you so much for doing that. You just gave me angel bumps. I'm so excited.
Oh, my God, you're an angel. You are an angel. Thank you so much for letting me talk to you. I feel you. Everyone feels you. Thank you. You're a blessing.
Awesome. I love you, too. Bye.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Do you know what? That was so 3 energy. Wasn't that like the absolute energy of everything I talked about today? I just got angel bumps talking to her, and it was just like that kind of joy that's going to lift the energy of the planet. And that connected us, right? That's like a heart-to-heart connection. So that was an absolute, absolute perfect and the children's book and the trees, it's so, and the bones even, and she knows it in her bones. That is so the energy of this year. 713 area code. Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
I had a question about the Earth Pig energy. You didn't really say very much about that, and I was wondering if you could talk a little bit more about the influence of the Earth Pig on the year. I know it's about completions and it being the last animal, but about just
well,
how it...
And this is one of the things I said, and by the way, thank you for asking this question, and this is one of the things I said that I wrote about a little bit more in the guide, and I wouldn't have time to talk about everything that I wrote in the guide, but since you asked, I'm going to talk about it a little bit more. The thing about the pig is, you know, the pig doesn't like to work too hard, by the way. And there's a sense of luxuriating and just like snuggling and being affectionate and having fun. And I feel like that is very, you know, even though we do have this, like, you have to learn how to have healthy boundaries and like take care of your health during the Earth Pig especially. But it's very social, and there's that sense of like luxuriating and enjoying yourself. And I feel like that pig has to teach us something. Now, the power animal that my guide, now last, for previous years I've done the power animal, and I actually wasn't going to talk about it, but since you brought it up, I always have like a totem animal for the year, a spirit animal.
Mm-hmm.
So my guides told me this year the power animal for the year, it's different than the astrological earth pig, the power animal for the year is the beaver.
Huh.
Because the beaver is very hard at work at their home, and their structure, and by creating those dams, they actually help, like, all of nature, right? And they're super social, they're super affectionate, and they love to have fun. And the thing is about the beavers, beaver medicine, like, when they're building their homes, they always have different entrances and exits, they have...
Escape
this one
route.
Goes this way, this one goes this way, yeah. So the thing is, and that's that creative energy that I was talking about, it's that, like, it's not just one thing. You're building something, but there's, like, these different entrances and exits. Like, there's this year, it's like they're building something very grounded, very structured. They're super affectionate. As hard as they work, they're just lovey-dovey. And but there's this sense of, like, okay, I'll go here, and then I'll go here. There's, like, they always have these little escape clauses, too, like these, like, little outs so that they're not just, like, this is the only way in and out. Like, and so for those of you who want to look up, like, the spirit animal that my guides gave me, it is the beaver. And you can, like, research more of that as you look into that power animal. So I hope that helped you.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. I think I'm going to just look online. I saw there was someone named Mari, I thought, had your hand up. If you still do, press star 2. No, but Danbury, Connecticut. Okay, we're just going to go this one real quick, and then I got to wrap it up. Hi, Danbury, Connecticut. Hello?
Is that me?
Hello? Hi. Hello.
Hi. Oh, great. Okay, great. So I just had a quick question. It looks like my personal year next year is going to be 33, and I know you talked about the master numbers 11 and 22. Can you talk a little bit about 33?
No, again, it's, this is the thing, and this is why I'm like, don't get hung up on the master numbers for the year. It is a, and not that you're like getting hung up on it, but it is the higher octave of the number 6. So it's like whatever it is for the 6, it's that, it's like more of. Do you know what I mean? It's like higher octave energy of it. So all the same lessons about being supported. The thing about the 33 is the 33 is like heals the world through love. So your lessons is very much about self-love, which is a higher octave of the number 6. It's like, how can you love the world through loving yourself more? Does that make sense?
Yes, that's great.
Yes.
Okay. Perfect.
Okay. Lots of love to you. You're welcome.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, and we're going to go to Midland. Oh, did I get rid of the wrong? I just spoke with Danbury, Connecticut. Hang on a second. Lower hands. Okay, I don't, if you wanted to talk to me, press star 2, and I only can answer one or two more questions because I'm sticking to my time management. Jess will be so proud. Okay, I don't see any more questions, and we're wrapping it up here. I'm surprised I got to answer any questions. I'm amazed with myself that I stuck within my time management boundaries here. So I just want to thank you, and I wanted to remind you, too, for those of you who want to have if you have questions, what I'm going to be doing is you may have seen something it's only available to people who signed up for this psychic forecast. There's something called the Psychic Salon, where it's going to be a video call, and I'm going to be connecting with people. It's more intimate group, and I'm going to be doing so it's a group call, and I'm going to choose about 4 or 5 people to do psychic readings. And what we talk about during those psychic readings will be teaching moments, so that like whatever comes up in those readings will be pertinent to the entire group. That's the Psychic Salon. There's 2 for you to choose from. You can join one or both when you sign up. And that's more of a Q&A session. That's very much what that's about. So if you haven't signed up already, you're going to see information about that in the email that has this recording. And you can, if you want to sign up for that, it's super wonderful experience. And you can do that in the email that you're going to get with this recording if you haven't signed up already. So that being said, I'm just so happy that we got to ring in the new year together and that we got to share this time together, and let us all celebrate. So I want to take a moment. I'm getting in my heart chakra here, and I'm thanking our spirit guides and asking them to send us all blessings and protection and to help keep our hearts open so that we can receive their love and their wisdom. And as I do this, I thank you all for your love and wisdom and your insight and for your energy. And I'm showering you with blessings and so excited for this new year for us together. I send you so much love. Lots of love. Bye for now.